I mean, they're more rural. They aren't urbanized, and they aren't as acculturated as other Indian tribes are. Like, other Indian tribes lost their reservations, and they don't have anything except to, you know, get into the mainstream of the society. And the Indians down here in this area are much more whatever tribe they are. Like, you know, a Navajo is a Navajo, and Santa Clara is a Santa Clara, or Acoma is an Acoma. But when you get out to these other Indians, like up in Oklahoma and California and all those places, you can say there was such and such a tribe, but they're more of an Indian. But I think the Navajo can say, well, I'm a Navajo. Well, I heard this one guy say one time, somebody said something about him being an Indian. He says, I'm not an Indian. He says, I'm a Navajo. So, you know, that kind of partially explains it, because I think that Navajos have a much stronger feeling about themselves, and the Pueblos do too. And I know in the past, Navajos and Pueblos never got along. They used to, you know, raid on each other, steal each other's women and corn and stocks and stuff. But I they get along pretty good. I mean, I think it's all right. They kind of respect each other's, I guess you would say, culture enough to not really interfere with it. They might make jokes about each other, which I think Navajos really can make jokes, the big teasers. And, you know, the Pueblos and Navajos do that with each other. And but I still definitely think that the Southwest Indians are much more what tribe they are than other Indian tribes, because they have much more behind them. They're more traditional, I guess you would say.
On another subject, you know, these Indian organizations in NIYC and NCAI, those, which one do you think is most effective?
Well, earlier I talked about NCAI, and it's mostly the older people who are more the lobbyists at Washington, D.C. for what, you know, Indians want. And NIYC is the youth part of it, I guess you would say. And they have their office here in Albuquerque. And there's a lot of students here that went up to Boulder for their workshop. And I guess what NIYC is doing is okay. I mean, they're trying to... they give a different slant on what it is to be Indian. I don't like that thing about be Indian, because, you know, who knows what an Indian is, you know? I can say a Navajo's a Navajo, but, you know, the way things are now, I mean, just by being in the university, you're part acculturated because you are in the university, which makes you different because you are a university student versus anything else. And NIYC is trying to put a big emphasis on, you know, keeping your heritage and yet being able to remain in the mainstream of the society, but being able to remain within your own tribe and your own reservation. And their ideal is really good. And it's up to the individual person who gets involved in it to what route they want to take. Because I think NIYC kind of caters to urban Indians a lot more, too. Because I've seen a lot more of that type of student involved instead of more the rural Indians, because they know what they are, and they aren't looking around for any identity. And NIYC kind of gives them an identity. And... I think NIYC is developing into something. It will probably, because they're getting new people in, I think they are developing into something all right. But I think in the past, just recent past, that they were advocating martyrism. And this is my own personal opinion. Like, Clyde Warrior was the one that instituted it, and he died a drunken Indian, and he was the martyr. And I think that some of the kids that are in an NIYC kind of feel that, you know, they're going to be the great messiah to the Indian people, and they're going to be the martyr and stuff. And, you know, I don't I don't believe that, but I think a lot of the young kids that are getting it in there now are more fully aware, and they know who the, you know, they know what they're doing, they know what's going on, and they can picture themselves there and not there, and they have a better feeling about it. But I think, I don't know, I never heard of Clyde Warrior in that group, and they're Oklahoma Indians too, which might mean something different. But since NIYC has established an office here in this area, I think they will get a different type of thing going because of the Pueblo and the Navajo and Apache Indians that are in here, because they're unlike the others. And I think probably it is a very good unifying force for the young people, because we do need something to unite us together. I mean, we all realize that, you know, we have this big fear of reservations being taken away. And NIYC and other organizations probably make us more aware, and they kind of trying to show us routes to not let this thing happen. And they tell us about termination, they tell us about the BIA, they tell us about anthropologists, and they tell us about all these things. And it's very informative. I like it. Do you have any additional comments? No. November 12, 1969, and I'm interviewing a University of New Mexico student Navajo. What are your reactions to the National Congress of American Indians Convention held here recently in Albuquerque?
I really enjoyed it. I think it was really one of the biggest things that could ever happen to Albuquerque Indians. If you're an Indian, that is. I mean, that the convention itself was great because it really brought up the Indian opinion or the Indian way of life. It brought out the Indians somewhat out in the open, especially being in Albuquerque in the Southwest, and really brought up, bring them out to what politics really is. They sort of got a taste of it, and I think we all enjoyed it.
Oh, what do you think of the dignitaries that came, Hickel, Kennedy, Agnew, and Bruce?
Well, I really, I think they're interested in the Indian problems here in the Southwest, and just to give about 3 or 5 hours of their time just to say something to us was really, I thought, was something great, and I think we should bring more people in their own fields, talk to the Indian people, and really also hear what the Indian has to say, not only give a speech and then have to catch a plane, but sit down for a while and really listen to what the Indian complaints are, instead of always having to hear it through the floors of Congress or the House of Representatives. I think if a person is willing to come out here and have his say, and I think he should also give some time to the other people so that he could hear what they really want done, you know.
What do you think of the radicals or of Red Power?
Well, I think they're great if they know what they're doing. A person is radical and starts smearing all the goddamn stuff on the goddamn worth $1 million paint. That's the kind of radicals that I'm against, you know. Red Power is... I like Red Power. I never saw a poster like that when I was going to grade school or when I was going to high school. After I got to University of Mexico, after I saw life, what it really was, and you know, Red Power to me is great. I like it, and I'm behind it all the way. If it doesn't go into the lives of or endanger other people's lives, I think it's good.
What do you think is the best way for Indians to gain more influence in the government?
Just like what has happened here in New Mexico a couple of weeks ago or a month ago is like bringing the Indian into a political or a more public understanding, like have something like in the newspaper, have an article on the Indian or something like that, and instead of always having to have the bad side of it in it, you know. There's, I always have some series in the paper that says series on Indian alcoholic or something like that. They're always chopping down the Indians, you know. They never say anything good about it. They never say, like, they should have had, when the Taos Pueblos were having problems with their religious down late, and they should have brought out a series, like series that they do in their newspapers, and they should have emphasized that they should have put down what the people at Taos are fighting for and what they really wanted. They weren't grabbing lands or stealing other people's property or something like that. That was theirs, you know. So they should say something like that, and they should have more conventions. They should have, like, like here in Albuquerque, the city, or in the educational system, or in the, here in Albuquerque, the Chamber of Commerce or something like that. They should have Indian speakers come, like the Five Pueblo Village that we have here close to Albuquerque. They should have some say in this, you know, instead of just always have to play paper and not only give the Indians a chance to say what they want to say, but stand behind them and put it on paper and get them goddamn promises hold true, you know. So that's what I think they should do.
What politicians do you think are concerned with Indians and will do things to help them, meaning like Hickel, Kennedy, Agnew, and Bruce, or any of the other national figures?
Well, to me, I don't think there's any national figure right now that would stand up and say what he wants to or what he really wants to do for the Indians. They have always said that since the Constitution of the United States was born, even farther than that, even since when the Articles of Confederation was born. They always said that. They said, here, this, we'll do this, if you would only do that, you know. So I don't see any national figure right here in 1969 that is that is really concerned with Indian problems. Because I think the only time when there would be a person in a person that would be in a national figure, it's going to have to be an Indian, I think. Not really full-blooded, but maybe partly, but I think that would be the time when he would really be concerned with the Indian problems, especially when he's from the Southwest or from here in a place like New Mexico, you know. I think that would be the time when he would really fight for it.
How about within the state of New Mexico? Are there any politicians that seem to be seriously concerned about Indians?
Yes, there is. I would name Senator Montoya. I would also name in front of him the retired president of the NCI, Chino from Mescalero Apache.
Do you think that any of the Kennedy family, JFK, Bobby, or Kennedy, were really friends to the Indians?
Well, I believe they are really friends for the minority groups. They were fighting against the poverty-stricken people in the United States of America. I think they really, if let's say like Robert F. Kennedy, won president of the United States, you know, if he became president of the United States, I believe he would have done something for the Indian people, not only in the Southwest, but the whole United States. I believe he would have done.
What about Governor Cargill?
You mean concerned Indian problem?
Yes.
I believe Governor Cargill